Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall set you free!
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Talking about women being abused, and then I say, well, what about the men?
You know, is it socially acceptable for a man to say, hey, I'm getting abused? You know, I mean, so many questions are out there, and I want to talk about it tonight. So for those who are on the line, if you are bold enough to give me your input, I welcome it tonight. For those of you who have seen people, had relatives, mom or dad or whatever, who's experienced some type of abuse, I'd love to hear your story. I guess others would like to hear your story as well. It's a possibility that people can get blessed by it. Now, listen to this. There's no justification for being abused in a relationship. I mean, I don't care what the person has done. I don't care how they have offended you. You know, that's a grown individual, and you don't have to put your hands on nobody. All right? So a lot of people think, well, this is our relationship. We have knowledge in the way we want to. Well, you know, I feel like this. If I witness somebody, and it almost happened a couple of days ago, so I'm sitting in my car at the teller machine getting ready to get some money out the bank, and I see this guy talking to this girl. He's all up in her face, and he comes real close, and immediately anger kind of welled up inside of me and said, if he hit her, pushes her, or do anything, oh, it's going to be on. Because I feel like if we sit by and do nothing and allow it to happen, then we're just as guilty of it, okay? But I got some stuff I want to share with you and confess to you later that's going to blow your mind as well. It's going to help us understand this thing in a big way. There's a measure of control that we all have that we ought to exercise when it comes to dealing with people and whether or not we put our hands on somebody, all right? Now, everybody, oh, I won't say everybody, a lot of us, a great majority of us, have experienced it in one form or another. You experienced it personally yourself, or you experienced it, you saw other people experience it, people in your life, and you know about it. So what we want to do tonight is take a look at how this is happening, why this is happening, who is it happening to, if you're in it, how to get out of it, what some steps you can take if you got out of it. What did you do to get out of it? How did you help your situation? So I would love to hear from you guys tonight. I would love to hear you give me some input and talk to me about this phenomenon, if you will, or somebody else said this travesty and how it's affecting our nation, affecting relationships. And you want to hear something that's even more alarming? What I've heard lately is that what has happened is teenage abuse is climbing. Teenage relationships, girls are accepting boys put hands on them. Boy, woo-wee, I'm getting hot just thinking about it. Somebody hadn't trained and taught their kids well on both sides. If a woman will accept it, if a girl will accept it, and a guy will be the perpetrator of it. It's time that we take this thing serious. And here's an even more alarming statistic, is that a lot of the abuse, be it verbal or be it, you know, physical, is not being reported. And it went a long, long time in the African-American community not being reported. And here is why, what I found out. I found out because the way we were raised, a lot of it happened, you know, between the eras of 60s and 80s, late 80s, 90s, because that's how women were raised in the African-American community. Some of you could even witness to this right now. You've heard people say, well, you stay with your husband no matter what. You stay with your man no matter what. You know, I know I've heard it. Several women say that. You know, I was taught you stay with your man no matter what. And then the question came up again from a spiritual side, someone asking me, as a pastor, you find out that somebody is being abused in their relationship, you know, based on the Bible, based on what you think. Can they get a divorce? Well, we're going to talk about that too. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm going to also give you what I think the Bible is trying to convey to us for people. So with that said, guys, the show is jam-packed, so we got a little bit of time, and I got a big, big announcement I want to make at the end of the show that will shed some light on this situation as well. So let's throw the first question out there. If you have experienced any type of abuse in a relationship, whether you were married, whether you were dating, whether it was physical, whether it was verbal, I would love to hear from you because I got a lot of statistics that I don't want to just read to you. I want to hear you talk to me. We want to talk to you about it. We want to get some dialogue going. So if you're bold enough, press 1 on your keypad to acknowledge me. Let me know that you want to say something, and I would love, love, love to hear from you. Again, for those who might be in the chat room, you can call in at 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. Okay? Important, important, important. All right, so military-wise, listen to what it says. And I'm looking at these domestic violence statistics. And this is from October the 23rd, 2014, the Huffington Post. And so one of the reporters wrote this article, and it says this. It says the number of American troops killed in Afghanistan and Iraq between 2001 and 2012 was about 6,488. The number of American women who were murdered by current or ex-male partners during that time, that same time now, was 11,766. That's nearly double the amount of casualties lost during war. I mean, this is truly, truly an epidemic that needs some attention. For that woman, for that man who's listening to my broadcast tonight, you do not have to stay in that type of situation. There are systems, there are programs set up now to get you out of those kind of relationships and predicaments. You just got to want to get out. And what I've noticed that in my research, what has happened is that the reason why a lot of people stay in that type of environment is that it is a learned behavior. They watched their parents do this kind of stuff. They watch their siblings go through stuff like this, and so they grow up thinking, man, you know, that's normal. That's a normalcy. I'm supposed to, if I act up, if I do something wrong, we can get in the fight, we can get an altercation, you know. And that's crazy. That is not right, nor is it true. And so, me being a relationship coach, I have had several coaching events where women felt like, hey, you know, I can't deal with this relationship, and because we're not happy. And it turns out to be is that the guy is physically abusing her. And if he's not physically abusing, he is mentally abusing her. Now, let me take it a step further. Please don't feel like this is a one-sided conversation tonight. Do not feel like I'm speaking and I'm an advocate for the women because they're going through so much. No, man. You need to recognize brothers are dealing with some of the same thing. The only reason why we don't have the legit numbers, and I'm looking at the research right now, the only reason why we don't have the legit numbers about this is because we've been socially defined or socially built up to not report stuff like that. We you know, suck it up and drive on. You're going to be a punk, or you're going to be a wuss, or you're going to be, you know, man, you know, you weak if you allow that to happen. And so people get slapped upside the head, you know, guys get slapped upside the head and say, girl, you better stop, you know, before you get hurt. And then the law is against us. Oh my God, let me talk about that as well. My wife is in law enforcement, and she sees so many cases. We talk about it sometimes of how that it's set up. So, you know, it could be a guy and a girl. Check this out. That was even a post on Facebook about it. But it could be a guy and a girl. They've been in an argument, husband and wife, guy and girl, couple, whatever the case may be. They're in an argument, and it's a public argument, right? And so people see them, and she's pushing him in his face. She's pushing him in his face, and he's saying, girl, stop. You know, hey, you better stop. Now you better stop. And she call him all, you know, bees, and you ain't nothing. Girl, and he's constantly saying, girl, you better stop. Stop pushing me. Now stop hitting me. And I think she slapped him one time. And, man, he reached back and slapped her back. Pow! And by that time, you know, somebody had already called the police. The police come, and they slammed this dude to the ground. She gonna get no slamming. You know, she's crying. Her lip is bleeding. There's no physical damage to him. And this guy goes to jail. this guy is in trouble. Unfair. I think that's unfair. I think it's unfair. I think that was provoked. Now, I don't know what they have done together in their own private places. I don't know. But I do know a situation like that, that was wide open. People saw it, and it was unfair. Okay, I'd like to know what you guys think. Is can verbal abuse or mental abuse in a relationship be provoked? In other words, did she deserve to get hit upside the head? Did he deserve to get hit upside the head? Guys, I want to hear from you. Press one on that keypad right now. Let me hear what your thoughts are, so I can acknowledge you. Any bold soldiers out there willing to speak up and tell me their opinion? I'm looking to hear from you. All right. So while I'm waiting, okay, good. Looks like we got a bold soldier. So let me bring caller. The number is last four, 1338. You are live. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mr. Bolden.
Well,
how
hello
are you?
There. I am wonderful. I hope you are.
Good, I am. My opinion is that the abuse, none of it's ever warranted, and I don't believe it's justified, be it by a man or a female. But I do believe that if a man hits a woman, then that is a little bit different, because just by mere strength, I mean, there are some women that are just as strong as men, yes, but typically the man is going to be a lot stronger, have a lot more power behind the punch, and I believe that that's a little bit more crucial than if a woman is wailing off on a boy or a man or whatever. I mean, but not saying that it's justified, but I do think that's two different levels of abuse.
Okay, all right. I can see your point, but here's my question then. Okay, so she slaps him, and open-handed slap. I mean, she reached back into yesterday and brought it into the present and slapped this joker like you ain't never seen before. And he slaps her back. Let's say the force is equal, let's say he slapped her a little less than what she did to him. Is it justified then? When she started?
No, I don't think any of it's justified. I don't think that. I think that if she hits him, then he should be man enough to walk away and go somewhere else. And I mean, I'm not saying that I don't understand it happening. I'm not saying I understand, it's just absolutely no reason he should have done that. But, you know, I say that he should be strong enough and man enough to walk away, just knowing that he is that much stronger. If he really wants to hurt her, he could probably truly hurt her just by one slap or one punch.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Thank you. Thank you for your boldness. I really, really appreciate that.
No problem.
Y'all need to talk to me. Let me know what you say. Let me know what your thoughts are. Last caller, press one on your keypad so it'll take off your indication. So, is it justified? You know, can he hit her back? And the female caller said, no, it's never. She shouldn't. I've seen another situation. I didn't know what happened with this. It was on Facebook. But thank you. But the girl kept pushing the guy, kept pushing him in his face, pushing him against the wall, and he was trying to get away. I mean, literally walking away. Hey, stop pushing me. He walks away. She slapped him upside the head, and it hits his ear, too. You know how that feels. You ever been slapped upside the head like that? And so he's trying to get away. And then finally he turns around, and she's trying to get ready to push him in his face, and he slaps her. Pow! And she falls to the ground. Boy, is it justified? Did he try his best to get away? Or was he mad enough to get completely away? I don't know. That's, you know, I'm just saying what I saw. All right, last one that I saw also. I saw another situation where the guy, I guess he found somebody had done some wrong or got cheated or whatever, and the female kept talking junk. I don't care. You be nigga. I don't care. Excuse me. I don't care. You know, whatever. Hit me if you want to. Hit me if you want to. You watch and see what I do. You hit me if you want to. And she walks up into his face, and she's like trying to bump him out of the way. And this dude was ghetto fabulous, man. He's like, hey, unless you walk up in my face again, you're going to see what happens. And she walked up in his face and pow, he went down. She went down again. I'm like, oh my goodness. Now, I don't necessarily like watching those, but when it comes to relationships, that's what I do. And I like to get, you know, the information to see what's happening. But I'm not an advocate for any kind of violence like that whatsoever. But again, you know, is it justifiable? No, it is not. It is not. My consensus is it is not. But when you have tried, and I've never been in this situation, so I can't really speak for a man, so to speak. I appreciate my last caller's opinion, but I can't speak for the man. Can you get away? Did you do everything in your power to get away from that particular person when you was faced in that position? And maybe you hit her, or you went to jail for it, or you got in trouble for it, whatever the case may be. Can you get away? All right. So second question. And I like for a man to jump on and open up and say something, if you will. I want a man to answer this question. Hey, listen, here's a question for you. So have you ever been put in a position to where you didn't necessarily hit the girl or hit your wife or hit the person, but she kept getting in your face and kept pushing you and kept, you know, aggravating you and antagonizing you, and you pushed her away, and you pushed her away? Is that considered being, for those who might know, anybody can answer this question. If you push her away, is that considered to be abuse, or you fighting, or something along those lines? I do know this much. If you get arrested and you go to jail for it, and it turns out that it was some type of abuse, man, it messes your record up, and it's serious. So does that put us in a bad position as men? Does that give women power to just go off when they want to go off, say what they want to say, hurt people feeling they want to hurt people feeling, call them any kind of names and just show up? I don't know. Never been in that position before. But I can tell you this. I have a very, very, very good friend who has been put in this kind of position. And as a matter of fact, if you've seen my Facebook page, I posted a video there that appears to be a domestic situation where the female is caught committing adultery. Her, you know, you catch the last end of it. You catch her, you know, she's fully clothed now. Her hair is a mess. Looks like her hair is being pulled. Looks like, you know, she's flinching like she's been in a fight. Like she's trying to get away from him. Like he's hitting her, or gonna beat her. Or, you know, you can tell the tensions are high. And so, I mean, you got to see the video yourself. So many people came. Oh, by the way, this video, by the way, is a super viral video. 3.4 million views. I mean, you got to see it for yourself and formulate your own opinion. And I've had so many people hit me up, inbox me. I had people to call me and say, man, take that down. It's causing too much ruckus. Or you know, women are justifying, you know, if that was me, I'd cut his hands off. I wish it was me on that. He ain't got no right to put his hands on anybody. And they're saying all of these bad things. And here's the problem. You don't know what happened. You don't know if it was, you know, justified. Well, I won't use that term, because y'all gonna crucify me by saying that. I don't know if he hit her or not. Well, I do know. But the thing about it is, you got to see it for yourself. You got to formulate your own opinion. You got to see what it's about. But what I will say is, don't open your mouth to speak a negative thing or an assumption, and you don't know what the real deal is. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is the announcement that I told you. I got the man himself. I was able to locate him, talk with him. The man who was on the video himself will be on the line with us next week, next Tuesday. You open up for your questions. You're going to be able to ask him anything you want. You're going to be able to look at that. You're going to be able to say, hey, did you pull her hair? Did you hit her afterwards? Did you hit her before? What the deal is with that? And he's already assured me that he'll be confident and completely honest and let you know what the deal is. You're going to be surprised when you find out exactly how this thing went. So I'm telling you, you got to make sure you be on next week. Make sure you tell your friends all about it, and make sure you are there and you able, you're willing to listen with an open mind and an open heart. Okay, that's very, very important. So as we get ready to wrap up right quick, let me tell you, domestic violence is not justified in any sense. My personal opinion. I don't believe that anybody has the right to lay hands on anybody else in a violent way, especially when it comes to you treating people, beating people up, and taking your anger out. And I do support my first caller who said, hey, he's a man. You know, he has much more strength and power, and I agree with that. I agree with that. And I agree that he can do more damage to him than she can do to him. But women can, you know, women get back in another way. Do you remember that post? Several posts. One, Lorraine and Bobby. Yeah, for a long time they were making jokes about it, man. Don't get Lorraine and Bobby, bro. You know, that kind of thing. And then just recently another post where female, I guess the man cheated. And so she super glued his you know, junk to his stomach. Is that right? I think she should have went to jail for that. I think that's, and I don't know the complete story, the end of it, but I think that's abuse. So, you know, it comes in all forms. It just all depends. But is it more that the women are getting abused? Of course it is, because it's reported more. And these are some astronomical numbers here I have, guys. I got so many numbers here that it's mind-blowing what's happening. And so let me bring this to a close. Before I sum it up, before we get off, I want to just open up for any comments or questions. We got about 2 minutes. Any comments or questions, just press 1 on your keypad there. For those who are just getting on, we're getting ready to shut it down. You got on a little bit too late. However, if you have a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. But I'm looking at these statistics, and it is crazy. And you know what? I never really gave it much thought, but they have women with disabilities, wow, are 40% more likely to experience intimate partner violence. Man, this is crazy. Then, you know, to even want to do that to somebody who is disabled or hurting. But it is what it is. But you'll hear more about it next week. We'll get deeper into this thing. It'll get heated a little bit more next week, because I want you to talk to my man. I want you to hear it from the horse's mouth, exactly what happened, how it happened, and what took place along there. Guys, listen, thank you so very much for joining me. Thank you for hearing me rant tonight about what's going on. 30 minutes is not enough to really show it justice, but I had to do what I can do. Hey, be blessed. Have a wonderful evening. I look forward to talking to you next week. Please listen up online. I'll be going live on Facebook here shortly, and also on Periscope. Thank you. It's your boy Zeke Bolden. Can you handle the truth?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the truth. Don't set you free.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.